This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Blagans.
Welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey over the course of the next hour. And there is a lot to talk about. Good things. Panthers on a three-game win streak after a come-from-behind win last night over the Chicago Blackhawks. 4-3 was the final score in that one. In overtime, Brandon Montour got it done in OT. We'll get to the highlights coming up here in just a moment. Not only from last night's game, but from all three victories at FLA Live Arena this week. And speaking of the action at FLA Live Arena, the Panthers back home tonight. Quick turnaround, Panthers and the Winnipeg Jets this evening from FLA Live Arena. It's going to be a 7 o'clock face-off, a game that means a lot in the playoff races for each of the two teams. Speaking of the playoff races, Panthers 2 points behind the second wild card spot now in the Eastern Conference. Winnipeg, they're trying to keep their spot in the Western Conference playoff picture. The Panthers surging up the standings ladder. Winnipeg, they've been on a little bit of a downswing lately. They're trying to weather that storm and, again, keep their spot in the Western Conference playoff picture. So tonight's game means a lot for each of the two teams. You want to see a game with a playoff-type feel tonight, FLA Live Arena. 7 o'clock, it's the Panthers and the Winnipeg Jets. Doug Plagans here with you, and I'll be joined coming up next segment by my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, kind enough to stop by. We'll take a look back at last night's win over Chicago, and we'll look ahead to tonight's game against the Jets. And then coming up in the last segment, a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast, Jameson Olive and I this week, we were joined by a Panther who's having a breakout season. We thought last year was his breakout season, but he's breaking out again. Etu Luostarinen was kind enough to join us on the Territory Talk podcast this week, and we'll review that conversation coming up later on in the hour. And of course, you can always find the Territory Talk podcast wherever you find your podcast, the official Panthers podcast presented by Baptist Health. FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk is a good place to start. And again, the Panthers and the Jets tonight, 7 o'clock at FLA Live Arena. We've got you covered across the Panthers Radio Network, beginning with Panthers Preview at 6:30. So we'd love to see you out there tonight. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. But if you can't make it, we've got you covered right here across the Panthers Radio Network, beginning at 6:30 p.m. Well, let's get into looking back at the week that was. The Panthers have had an exciting week. They've won three straight games. Let's go back to a week ago today. The Panthers started their three-game win streak with a big 4-1 win over the Pittsburgh Penguins. Here are the highlights as they aired on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hagee takes a peep from Kachuk, cuts in, shot, save, rebound, they score! Sam Bennett gets the Panthers on the board with 21.6 seconds to go here in period number one. Montour, far side, Ekblad looks out in front. Puck taken by Barkov, down to the near corner, pass in front, shot, they score! Ekblad on the power play, and the Panthers take a 2-0 lead. Luostarinen down behind the net, he'll play it out to the near point, it's Montour. Long shot, and DeSmith got just enough of it to knock it away. Raquel off to the far side, Luostarinen 13 seconds across, one-timer, what a save, DeSmith loose in front, puck, did they score? And Luostarinen picked up the rebound from the Barkov shot, and the Panthers take a 2-goal lead, it's 3-1. Montour up the far side, Kachuk across Verhaeghe. He'll take it into the offensive end. Verhaeghe left circle, a shot, top shelf, he scores. 4-1 Panthers, what a rip from Carter Verhaeghe, top corner. Penguins defense, Carter now takes one from Petrie, played down to the corner, final seconds ticking away, out to the line, long drive, and Petrie's attempt to flex wide. That's it for this one. Panthers take care of business tonight at home. A big response game. They get the win here on home ice, 4-1 the final, as the Panthers knock off the Pittsburgh Penguins.
So that was the first game on this current three-game win streak. Panthers over the Penguins 1 week ago today at FLA Live Arena. 4-1 win for the Panthers in that game. And then that set up the second game of the Panthers' current win streak. They hosted the Vegas Golden Knights back on Tuesday. Vegas came in one of the top teams in the Western Conference, and the Panthers came out with a 2-1 win. Here are the highlights as they aired on the Panthers Radio Network.
And it's Josh Mahura at the Panthers' line. Pass straight on to Lundell. Tapped it up to the Golden Knights' line. Now in offensively, Mahura, Lomberg, a shot, top shelf, he scores! Ryan Lomberg, top corner, and the Panthers have a 1-0 0-0 lead with 15:35 to go here in the first. Duclair holds it in. Cousins far corner looking out in front. Duclair across. A shot and they score. And it's Barkov. 2-0 Panthers. What a setup in the offensive end. And now 19 seconds will remain. Fans to their feet here at FLA Live Arena. Marchessault dumps it in. Bobrovsky shakes it away. Ekblad far side. Floats it out of the zone. And that'll take us down to 9 seconds left as Theodore guns it in for Vegas. A funny hop off the end boards. Ekblad keeps it to the outside. Clears. Final seconds tick away. That's it for this one. The Panthers win it 2-1 here tonight over Vegas.
A tight one on Tuesday, the Panthers 2-1 winners over the Vegas Golden Knights. And again, Vegas came in, one of the top teams in the Western Conference to that game. That one meant a lot to them. Both teams had great scoring chances. It was a heck of a goaltending battle between Sergei Bobrovsky and the Golden Knights' Aiden Hill. But the Panthers coming out on top. Back-to-back wins after that one. Then last night, the Panthers opened up this home back-to-back against the Chicago Blackhawks, a team at the bottom of the standings, a team that's talking more about draft lottery status than they are about the playoff race. But this Blackhawks team, they've given some teams at the top of the standings fits lately. They're continuing to battle hard, and it was Chicago that surged out to a 2-0 lead last night, a lead that held into the end of the second period. But the Panthers went to work, came back, and got the victory in the extra frame. Here's how it sounded on the Panthers radio network.
The goal bumped immediately by Tenorti. Now Tkachuk in front of him. They scored. It's Sam Bennett right up. Took that feed from Tkachuk. He jams it home. And the Panthers are back to within one with 11:31 to go here in this third period. Out to the line. It's Montour. He'll back up. Gives over to Tkachuk. Out to the point, right side, Tkachuk, right circle, let's score, power pull, the Panthers have tied it at two, with 11:02 remaining, Sam Reinhardt was out in front of the net, looks like he got a stick on that, and the Panthers, this one knotted up here in the third. Panthers in the offensive end, Marlowe, Matthew, well, straight top shelf, he scores, and the Panthers take the lead, it's 3-2, top shelf, straight in. Beats Mrazek. Montour, drop pass between the legs. Barkov, Montour, far circle. Hooked away by Rash. They battle over on the far wall. Verhaeghe fights, keep it in. Now Barkov to the far circle. Backhanded, but they score. Montour beat him down low. And the Panthers in overtime. 4-3, the final.
Panthers in come from behind fashion. They get it done in overtime last night over the Chicago Blackhawks. 4-3, the final. So the Panthers heading into tonight's game against Winnipeg. They've won three in a row, 33, 27-6, 2 points back of a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference and looking for their 20th home victory of the season. Winnipeg comes in 36, 26-3. They're hanging on to a playoff spot over on the Western Conference side. But for more on last night's victory, the Panthers getting that win. The Blackhawks tonight to go first. Here is Panthers head coach Paul Maurice with thoughts on the comeback win from last night.
There's a pressure in all these games, right? We feel it every time you come to the rink, and then you get to a game went on that was a must win, and you could see it. I mean, we weren't moving our feet. We were really struggling to get things going, and then what they're very good at is exactly their first two goals, and we were behind it. And the pressure came off, and they relaxed. But for me, they just relaxed a little bit and started to skate, and that's when good things started to happen. But good on them for finding the fire and the... so bad, like they truly do care, and it would look that it was a casual effort, and that's not what the problem was, right? They got the heart, they do want to. For me, they were just feeling the weight of being playing against an underdog, and we were tight, so we turned the corner and away we went.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there with thoughts on the victory last night over Chicago. Here's Matthew Tkachuk, who picked up 3 assists in the third period alone with turning last night's game around in the third.
I don't know, just played better than I did in the first two and that we did in the first two. I think, you know, it's we just got to get, you know, first two periods. Obviously, we're down, so we're chasing, so it's not ideal, but... we got to do a better job of just creating more. It's the time of the year where chances are hard to come by and goals are harder to come by. And, you know, not only do we have to bear down a little bit in the first two, but we just got to create a little bit more. And I thought we did that in the third. You know, even though they were sitting back a little bit at the start, I thought we dominated most of the third and got into some penalty trouble, which we really have to clean up. And then we'll go from there.
So Matthew Tkachuk right there, and just his emotional leadership just dragged the team into the fight, and he meant so much to turning that game around last night. Here's Panthers defenseman Brandon Montour continuing his monster offensive season. He had the overtime winner last night. These are his post-game thoughts on how things felt before the comeback and then what went into that comeback last night.
Maybe not frustration, but just kind of, you know, a little quiet. You know, we want to win so bad, and when things are going south or, you know, guys are tired or little mistakes, we try to just, you know, keep the energy level up. It was a little quiet there, but I thought the third period we gained it back. And like I said, we got a good group here that, you know, wants to win, and we showed up.
And they came back and won it. Three in a row for the Panthers, looking to make it four straight tonight against the Winnipeg Jets. Panthers and the Jets at 7 o'clock, 6:30. Panthers preview across the radio network. So it's the Panthers and Winnipeg tonight. As far as the standings heading into tonight's game, the Panthers currently 2 points back of that last wild card spot in the Eastern Conference, looking to close the gap on that and, again, try to vault into one of those playoff spots. Of course, the games played figures have to even out a little bit. Currently, the Panthers 2 points back at Pittsburgh. The Penguins have played two fewer games. The Panthers 4 points back of the wild card one position holders, the New York Islanders. The Islanders have played one more game than the Panthers. So again, Panthers still at a spot where if they just keep winning, they can take care of their own business. But a Pittsburgh Penguins loss, or a couple of them for that matter here in short order, would certainly benefit the Panthers moving forward. But the Panthers still with 16 games to go in the regular season slate. We'll step aside. We'll come back. Billy Lindsay's going to join me on the other side of the break, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network. We'll talk about last night's game. We'll talk about tonight's game. Lots more to get to, folks. Doug Plagans here with you. It's the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, welcome back here to the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you. Last night, the Panthers 4-3 overtime winners over the Chicago Blackhawks at FLA Live Arena. The homestand continues tonight. Panthers and the Winnipeg Jets, 7 o'clock faceoff. We're on the air with pregame coverage beginning at 6:30 p.m. Panthers and the Jets, a big one tonight for each of the two teams as far as their playoff pursuits go. Folks, it's time to celebrate St. Patrick's Day with your Panthers. On March 16th, purchase your specialty ticket package. Enjoy a Patty Fest pregame celebration in the Jameson Crossbar at FLA Live Arena. Tickets include a commemorative Panthers St. Patrick's Day item, two drink tickets, and more. Purchase now at FloridaPanthers.com. Doug Plagans here with you this morning. Thanks for being with us on the Panthers Insider Show. And big thanks to our guest for stopping by this morning. My broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, kind enough to take some time out here on a Saturday morning. Panthers getting set for the Jets tonight, Billy, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But last night against Chicago, kind of saw the tail of two games. The Panthers were down 2-0 going into the third period, but they came back, took a lead. Chicago tied it late. They got the win in overtime. We talked about it in the post game. Doesn't matter how you do it. It's that you got the job done. So the Panthers got the 2 points. What'd you take away from that game last night?
Slow start. We've seen it a number of times at home. Got going second period. A lot of power play opportunities on both sides. Panthers taking too many penalties. Got to stay out of the box. But Matthew Tkachuk really led the charge. You can see Paul Maurice on the bench kind of not laying into his players, but you can see the encouragement, like, go, go, go. I could see him in one of the TV timeouts, like, really trying to push here. Let's and get over the hump. And Tkachuk was first and foremost in that. Got there behind the net, won the battle, comes out with the puck.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, welcome back here to the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you. Last night, the Panthers 4-3 overtime winners over the Chicago Blackhawks at FLA Live Arena. The homestand continues tonight. Panthers and the Winnipeg Jets, 7 o'clock faceoff. We're on the air with pregame coverage beginning at 6:30 p.m. Panthers and the Jets, a big one tonight for each of the two teams as far as their playoff pursuits go. Folks, it's time to celebrate St. Patrick's Day with your Panthers. On March 16th, purchase your specialty ticket package. Enjoy a Patty Fest pregame celebration in the Jameson Crossbar at FLA Live Arena. Tickets include a commemorative Panthers St. Patrick's Day item, two drink tickets, and more. Purchase
purchase now at FloridaPanthers.com. Doug Plagans here with you this morning. Thanks for being with us on the Panthers Insider Show. And big thanks to our guest for stopping by this morning. My broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, kind enough to take some time out here on a Saturday morning. Panthers getting set for the Jets tonight, Billy, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But last night against Chicago, kind of saw the tale of two games. The Panthers were down 2-0 going into the third period, but they came back, took a lead. Chicago tied it late. They got the win in overtime. We talked about it in the post game. Doesn't matter how you do it. It's that you got the job done. So the Panthers got the 2 points. What'd you take away from that game last night?
Slow start. We've seen it a number of times at home. Got going second period. A lot of power play opportunities on both sides. Panthers taking too many penalties. Got stayed out of the box. But Matthew Tkachuk really led the charge. You can see Paul Maurice on the bench kind of not laying into his players, but you can see the encouragement, like, go, go, go. I could see him in one of the TV timeouts, like, really trying to push here. Let's and get over the hump. And Tkachuk was first and foremost in that. Got there behind the net, won the battle, comes out with the puck, feeds Bennett. Bennett gets on the board, gets the crowd into the building. Blackhawks took four, I believe, consecutive penalties, and the Panthers finally were able to capitalize on one by Reinhardt to tie the game up. And it got the electricity, got everything going in the building into that third period. It took a while, but this Panther team can do that. The explosiveness is there. They can crawl themselves, especially against a team like Chicago. Then on a set faceoff play, low serene and 3-2, that's where you felt, okay, we may be able to just polish this off, but credit to the Blackhawks. They fought all the way to the end, pulled their goaltender with 2:24 on the clock. Gutman scores, and then off to overtime, Sergei Bobrovsky. What can you say down during this stretch, what he's been able to do? He's appeared in 13 of the last 14 games. He stood on his head. Critical saves at critical times. Dickinson's all alone, point blank. He robs him in overtime. Able to come back the other way. Montour's scores a spectacular goal. Turnaround, backhand shot. Montour's having an outrageous season. He's been brilliant right from the get-go. The Panthers get the win, need it. Now it's got to carry over into today, tonight. Get a good rest. Make sure you're prepared to play. Winnipeg's coming in hungry, desperate, urgent, all those things that the Panthers were in the third period against Chicago. We'll see what kind of legs, but you have to empty the tank. You got 4 days off. Bobrovsky's going to be in net. Know what's in front of you and just go and lay it all out on the line, because you know you got some rest, some relaxation coming up. But it was one heck of an effort. You don't care how you get it done at this point. And this is what we saw last year. They could come back at a snap of your fingers. So you saw the good games against Pittsburgh. You saw the good game against Vegas. Complete games against top teams. Then sluggish tonight. But the team that we're starting to see more resembles last year. Okay, we can flip that switch. We can come back. We get back, get the victory, get the 2 points. So signs are pointing in the right direction. It's late in the season, but the team identity that Paul Maurice wants seems like it's finally arrived.
And the Panthers getting that win last night, 4-3 over the Chicago Blackhawks at FLA Live Arena. And a couple things to get to off of that, Billy, because we talked about Matthew Tkachuk, and emotionally all season has meant so much to this team, but really got things going, had that 3-point third period. But a guy who maybe at times still does fly under the radar, who also had a couple of points in the third period, was Etu Luostarinen last night. And he's shown that he can play the middle, he can play on the wing. A lot of people thought last year was a breakout year for him, but now he's setting career highs in everything this year. Paul Maurice said going into the camp this was a guy that deserved a top nine type of role because there is offensive upside to his game. And he's done nothing all season long but continue to get stronger and just build on his solid foundation. It hasn't mattered where he's played. Whoever he plays with enjoys being on his line. What's been the biggest thing you've seen that's led to the progression of Etu Luostarinen's game over the course of the year?
Hockey IQ. It's smart at both ends of the rink, and now he gets a chance into that top nine role. And what many people might not recognize is the size and strength of him. When you see him off the ice and when you see him on the ice, you don't see him on the seat of his pants too often. He is sturdy on his skates. He knows how to play both sides of the puck. And you realize when you play good defensive hockey that you're going to have the puck. And when you have the puck, you're going to go down the other way and you're going to get offensive chances. And when you can play the wing, when you can play center, when you have that kind of versatility as a coach, you're sitting on your bench and you're like looking down, I got this luxury in front of me. And Lou Serena now is starting to believe. Not last year you showed, okay, I belong in the NHL. Now I'm growing into my role, I'm expanding, and this is how things develop. But he's becoming a premier two-way presence on this team, and he's going to only grow and get better from here, which you see what Verhaeghe's been able to do, what he's been able to take off Lou Ostarinen. So you've got some guys that are making some serious strides in the right direction. But his all-around game, his hockey sense, his smarts, how strong he is at the face-off circle down deep in the corners. He's Barkov-esque with Lundell. You got those three guys, to me, are the best all-around complete package players that you want playing 200-foot games, and he belongs in that conversation with some of those top defensive guys that can produce offensively.
Yeah, Tulo Ostarinen having a really nice season for the Panthers. Panthers getting set to take on the Jets tonight, and one more before we get to talking about the game tonight against Winnipeg, Billy, but you mentioned the confidence and the belief that we're seeing in this team every night, and a comeback win like last night, and what Sergei Bobrovsky's meant, just from your perspective. The confidence that we see in the group, how much of that stems from what Sergei Bobrovsky's been able to provide, especially since the All-Star break, when it seems like he's just been taking the crease every night and he's been relishing that role?
Yeah, so I went back and I kind of looked through the stats. Goals saved above average. At one point, he was minus 10.6 on the season. Going into last night's game, he was plus 3.6. That's how much he's turned around goals saved above expected. He's making saves that are winning hockey games for you that weren't there in the first half of the season. He looks like a Vezina Trophy winning goaltender, and the work ethic's always there for him in the compete. But with the unfortunate Spencer Knight situation, it's a bad thing on that hand. But what's helped is that Bobrovsky had to be the guy. To me, he's relished that, given that opportunity, just knowing that the spotlight's on him. I have to be the guy. I have to be the backbone. He's a guy that's always dedicated to his craft. And now he's reaping the rewards. And this is the best I've seen prolonged stretch in a Panther uniform, probably the best goaltending that we've seen in his time here. But when you get the right saves at the right time of the games, that is the difference between winning and losing in the NHL is goaltending. You look at all the teams around, it's goaltending that separates the team. And during this, what the stretch here is, you're getting the team. That's where all the confidence comes too. Mm-hmm. Our goaltendings are going to make the save when we need it. We just got to get the goals and provide it for them. But when you see a guy battling like that, you're sitting there on the bench going, hey, let's do something for this guy. Let's get out there because he's saving our bacon right now.
And oddly enough, it was early December. A game in Winnipeg is the game that Paul Maurice points to a lot, referencing when Sergei Bobrovsky came on in relief in a game in Winnipeg, and says he came out of the tunnel and just looked angry that night, coming out in a relief appearance. And seems like that's the moment he points to. Paul Maurice does a lot, a point where Sergei Bobrovsky just had a certain demeanor about him, and he's been able to carry it on. He's looked outstanding. He was a big reason the Panthers got that win last night, and one of the biggest reasons they've gotten three straight wins going into tonight. So Billy, in mentioning that, the Winnipeg Jets coming in, they're in a similar situation to the Panthers in that this game means a ton for them tonight. The Panthers are trying to get back into the playoff picture. Winnipeg's trying to hold its place in the Western Conference playoff picture. They've been going backwards lately. The Panthers are pushing forward. Big game tonight for each of these two teams, safe to say. And well, something's got to give when the Panthers meet the Jets tonight.
Yeah, well, we'll see. The Jets are being pushed. They're trying to hang on to that playoff spot in that Central Division, that whole West Division, which looked like a lock earlier in the year. And they've fallen last 10, 11 games, only a couple of wins out of that and a few overtime losses. they lost their footing defensively. They've struggled, giving up goals. Their goaltender, Hellebuck, was in the Vezina Trophy conversation. He's gone through a rough patch. He plays a ton. Maybe that's part of it. Get a bit of a breather, but he has a chance to steal a game. They can score. If you take penalties like you did last night, their power play can be dangerous. Kyle Connor, Scheifele, Morrissey, the season some of these players are having. You go down their lineup, they got some guys that can hurt you if you're not on top of your game, if you make mistakes. Interesting to see on the lineup on both sides, too. Declair for the Panthers, is he going to be available this evening? On the other side, Pierre-Luc Dubois was close to returning. He was a question mark for the Jets. He's a big part of their success. He's been out for a little bit, and he's going to be a game time decision for them as well. So we'll see how that shakes out when we see the lineups on the ice for both of these teams. But when you get Winnipeg coming in here, you're going to get their best. They're going to throw everything at you. So everything that you had tonight in the third period has to be from the drop of the puck. And we said that before, but they've been able to do that against the top teams when they've come in. They've known it against Pittsburgh. They've known it against Vegas. They've got away with it against lesser teams like Anaheim and Chicago, some stuff that maybe would have cost them against other teams. But when the top teams come in, they seem prepared and ready to do business, and that's what has to happen. You just got to drop that puck and do it for 60 minutes.
Panthers and the Jets tonight at 7. We're on the air with Panthers Preview at 6:30 on the radio network. Billy Lindsay will let you get to the rest of your Saturday, and we'll see you at the rink this evening.
Yes, looking forward to a big game against the Jets.
Thanks very much for stopping by. Billy Lindsay, our guest here on the Panthers Insider Show. Panthers and the Jets tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock. Panthers and the Jets get going from FLA Live Arena, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com. Hope to see you out at the building tonight when the Panthers and the Jets hit the ice for the second and final time in the regular season. Coming up next segment, we'll have a couple of the most recent Territory Talk podcast. We'll hear from Etu Luostarinen of the Panthers coming up on the other side of the break. He sat down with Jameson Oliver and I earlier this week, so we'll hear some of that conversation coming up straight ahead. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you. Panthers have won 3 straight, looking to charge into a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. A win tonight against the Winnipeg Jets would go a long way. Winnipeg, they're trying to hold their playoff position over in the Western Conference. So a game tonight at FLA Live Arena, that means a lot for each of the two teams. We hope to see you there. 7 o'clock face-off at FLA Live Arena and Sunrise. You can get your tickets by going to FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 954-835-PUCK. So again, we hope to see you out there this evening. Big game. Panthers in the midst of this big stretch of home games. They'll be home Thursday at 7 o'clock as well against the Montreal Canadiens. And then a week from tonight, the Panthers will be home against the New Jersey Devils to wrap up this long stretch of home games. But a big one tonight against Winnipeg. Panthers with a few days off, so it's going to be one of those empty the tank kind of games. Panthers looking for a 4th straight win tonight. We'll have you covered across the radio network if you can't make it. Panthers Preview begins at 6:30. 96.5 WPOW-FM HD2, your place to tune in. Miami-Dade and Broward Counties, 1230 The Gambler in the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. As always, SiriusXM Channel 223 has the game tonight. If you have the SiriusXM app, Channel 932 is where you can find tonight's action. Take all the guesswork out of it. Get the Panthers app, the NHL app. Click that headphone icon up in the top right corner. When you go to the scoreboard page, that'll take you right to the game. You can choose your feed. You can choose our broadcast. Go to the NHL app. They make it so easy to listen, and they've got every game there, obviously. So lots of different ways to consume Panthers hockey, and Panthers hockey has been good for you to consume lately. They've won 3 straight going into tonight's game against Winnipeg. Well, this week on the Territory Talk podcast, the official podcast of the Panthers presented by Baptist Health, Jameson Oliver and I, we were joined by Panthers forward Etu Luostarinen, so we're going to dive into a cut from that conversation right now as Panthers having a breakout season was kind enough to stop by and join us. All right, well, Etu Luostarinen joining us here on Territory Talk. Great to have you back. Thanks for being here with us. Thanks for taking some time. And we were just talking about a little bit off the air, but you guys have been at home for a stretch of time here. You're going to be at home at the time of this recording for another couple of weeks. After the December and January you had, how nice has it been to be down here in South Florida for a while?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me here. Yeah, obviously it's a good thing for us, having some home games for the push for the playoffs. So I think it's going to be important.
What was life like on the road, especially in January? Doug and I were on those trips as well, but that was just a crazy grind. I mean, 4 different time zones on that one trip. Just how did you kind of manage that, the kind of the strangeness of that schedule yourself?
Well, yeah, it was busy for sure. We just tried to go day to day, just get some food in you and just play those games and try to be best part of yourself there.
And during part of that stretch, the dad's trip was a part of that. You had your dad on the trip, correct?
Yeah, I did.
What was it like having him there and showing him what you do on a day-to-day basis on the road?
Yeah, it was pretty special for him. I think it's great the organizations are doing those things. It's big thing for the dads. He had a blast. I think he didn't really know what it's like to play in this league and like how busy it's. So he was like just talking to me like, you guys just eat and practice and eat and sleep.
That's
and
it.
Play. Well, yeah, it was fun.
It's like when your parents text you and say, how's it going? And you said, we're just eating and playing. He's like, it can't just be that. No, and then he comes over there and he realizes that it is just that. It's wake up, play, eat. On that, how often does your dad or your folks get to make it over? How often do they actually get to see you play in a usual season?
Usually they're here for once a season. Mm-hmm. So they usually come here for a couple of weeks.
Do they make a whole vacation? Obviously, they're coming to South Florida. I'm sure that's a whole big trip for them, right?
Oh yeah, it's a long trip from Finland to here. So, they're obviously working back home, so they can do like 2 weeks off.
A lot of time at the beach.
my mom doesn't really like the sun, but like.
Well, and your hometown, Jameson, has it written down here. Yeah, let me see if I can say it
wrong.
Correctly.
I written it down how to pronounce it. Silinjärvi.
Silinjärvi.
Yeah, you said it like Silinjärvi.
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 Silinjärvi. Oh. Yeah.
Well, Silinjärvi. How is it? Describe it for us. What's your hometown like? You mentioned your mom not being a big fan of the sun. Are there stretches where you don't see the sun a lot? Because it looks like it's pretty far north.
Oh well, yeah. During winter, it's pretty dark and like a lot of snow and it's pretty cold. But like during the summer, it's really beautiful. A lot of lakes and a lot of forests, so it's really nice.
And I looked on the Wikipedia page. Not a lot on there. Like not a lot known about Silinjärvi.
Silinjärvi.
Not a lot known, but you look at the notable people. You made the list on Wikipedia as notable people from there. The other ones though are pretty much all skiers or ski jumpers. Were you a skier growing up?
Not really.
But is the town kind of known for that, or is that just Finland in general, a lot of skiers?
I guess it's just in general, there's a lot of activities during the winter, so probably that's why.
But obviously you played a lot of hockey. I'm sure you were living at the rink growing up, but when you weren't, what's like a Friday night out in Silinjärvi when you're growing up?
Probably just hanging out with friends.
Yeah.
Playing probably something else than hockey.
I looked at the map. There's a Hesburger there. I went to the Hesburger when we were in Helsinki.
So we went to Helsinki, and Doug just never stops talking about Hesburger.
He really liked it.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
My favorite thing was seeing the Finnish version of like American places, like Finnish Taco Bell and Finnish McDonald's.
I went to Finnish Taco Bell,
and they
twice.
Were all better than we have here. By the way, like they do it different.
Yeah, I never had a Taco Bell.
Do you have like a guilty pleasure fast food that you like to get here in the States?
It seems like, well, you guys do Chipotle a lot.
That's not really fast food.
It's not really fast food. Yeah.
I really like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's a good
that's
one.
That's pretty good.
They don't have Chick-fil-A overseas, right? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. Yeah. Yeah, that's very American.
Yeah, that's you can't really go wrong with a trip to Chick-fil-A. but now I guess bringing it back here to South Florida now, is you've had a chance now to really establish yourself with this Panthers team. Just talk about how this season has gone for you. You played on the wing, you've played in the middle. Seems like the coaches have had nothing but good things to say. Your teammates always say they enjoy playing with you. Just describe the season, how this has gone for you individually.
I've been having a lot of fun this season, getting to play those minutes. Just trying to work as hard as I can to play those minutes like day on day basis.
And how much do you, obviously the numbers all career highs right now for you, goals, assists, and points, but just the minutes, how much do you enjoy getting, you know, playing 15, 16 minutes a game now as opposed to maybe, you know, 12 in the past, just enjoying that extra time out there?
Yeah, I think it's really good. Like you develop more playing those minutes, and like, yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
And for a big part of the season, you and Eric Staal have been together on the penalty kill quite a bit, and you've had some big responsibilities. What's it been like teaming with him on the penalty kill and just having him as a teammate, a guy who's accomplished so much in the sport?
Yeah, he's a guy you can look up to. It's been great to play with him. He talks on the ice a lot, so I think it makes my game a little easier.
And obviously, on the ice, just at 5-on-5, defensively, you get some tough matchups when you're out there. But just being one of the premier penalty kill guys, you face every single top star around the league throughout the season. Just how cool is that, one, as a hockey fan? And two, just how much pride do you take in shutting down, you know, the Ovechkins, the Crosbys, the Kucherovs of the world, and facing those guys in really big situations?
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's a big part of the, like, to do a good job in the power, PK. I think the bench got a lot of energy if we kill those penalties, and I think you can take a lot of pride, too.
And Doug was talking about just you know, playing all over the ice this week. You've played, you know, all the way from the third line, now your top line. You've been, you know, from the center to the wing. Do you just show up to the rink some days and just look at the depth chart and you go, oh, okay, like, that's today? Is that kind of how it's been?
Oh, yeah, kind of. But I don't mind it. I really liked it.
Yeah.
Maybe next week I'll play D.
you never know. I mean, it could happen. We saw Mark Pissett go the other way. Well, I can't afford to come back on D. It can happen.
It can happen. We've always talked about it too. The Panthers have had a really big Finnish contingent here going back for a number of years now. But having Tuomo Ruutu on the bench, what kind of a resource has he been for you? A guy who had a great career as a forward in the National Hockey League.
Yeah, he has a lot of experience. It's been good. We've been looking for some clips like after almost every game, and it's been really helpful.
And you talk about helpful. How helpful is it now being on the ice with Alexander Barkov? I'm sure a guy you never thought you'd be on a line with just because you were playing, you know, the same position for so long. But what's it like now being on the ice with Sasha?
Well, yeah, it's really nice. Like he can hold on to the pucks. He can make unbelievable plays. So I really enjoy the play with him.
I think you're only 2 years apart, but were you a fan of his? Because obviously he was a big deal over there since he was, you know, 15 or so.
Well, yeah, I think he's 95, so he's 3 years older. But I wouldn't say, like, because, like, we were so close.
Still pretty close.
Yeah, pretty close, so maybe not. But right now,
you didn't grow up watching him, but maybe he was a couple years ahead, you know.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite player growing up? I know, and what was it like, you know, keeping an eye on the National Hockey League with the time difference, you know, as you were growing up as well?
Yeah, I didn't really watch NHL because of the time difference, but I really liked Pavel Datsyuk because he was so skilled and, like, doing those little plays on the ice, so he was, like, fun to watch.
And defensively, you have a little Pavel in your game. Obviously, right now you're leading this team in takeaways. Is takeaways a number you look at throughout the season and you take pride in, or is that just something that we just tell you about and you say, okay, cool?
Yeah, maybe just you guys.
We got to keep track of something.
I know. Well, I feel like that happens a lot. We throw random numbers around and guys just say, oh, didn't know that. That's great.
Well, you probably have a feel. You'll probably get off the ice and you just have that feel, like, things went really well tonight.
Yeah.
You know, you're not really looking at the numbers. You just kind of have the feel that things went the way you wanted them to.
Well, yeah, I don't even really know what considered as a takeaway or a giveaway. So,
well, honestly, I don't think anyone does anymore. You just see whatever the score is put down there these days.
So we talked about a little bit with the people from your hometown who are skiers, ski jumpers, things like that. Did you have another sport that you played a little bit when you were growing up before you made the decision to go toward hockey?
Oh, yeah, I played soccer and Finnish baseball.
Is Finnish baseball different from baseball here?
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's very different.
It's very different.
So I looked it up when we asked Anton to do the first pitch at the Marlins game, his first year, and he had no idea really what we were talking about, because I learned in Finnish baseball, you just drop the ball, right? You don't throw the ball to the batter.
Well, yeah, the pitcher is, like, right next to the batter.
Yeah.
And you kind of, like, throw it up in the air, and it the better goes from there.
Now, I could be totally off here, and it could just be a common name in Finland, but when I was doing some Googling when we decided to get you on the show, do you have a brother?
Yeah, I do.
Tommy or Tommy?
Tommy.
Okay, yeah. So he plays baseball then, right?
Yeah, he used to, but he had some back problems, mm-hmm. So now he coaches.
Because I looked up, obviously I looked up the Seljärvi, and I looked up Luis Turunen, and that was the other guy that popped up, and I'm like, it could be a common name, but I got to ask. So you got an athletic family then. Everyone's kind of getting in on it.
Yeah. He's my older brother. Mm-hmm. He's 2 years older, and yeah, he decided to go that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's really enjoying his coaching women's team right mm-hmm. now.
Is that like a local team, or is there like a league there, or is that national team over there?
No, it's just a local, because mm-hmm. like obviously Finnish baseball doesn't exist anywhere else.
It looks
Finland.
How many teams are in the country.
I think like men's top league, there's like probably like 15 teams. Wow.
But it looks fun. Like
I'm gonna have to watch some YouTube.
There's
or
the
something.
Things with like the flags and stuff. Like I just watched a quick YouTube clip of it. It looks really fun. Like, do you think it will ever make it over here? Because like sports or like paddle now is over here. It feels like we're adopting a lot of European sports in the States these days.
Yeah, it could be fun to see to go somewhere else than Finland.
Yeah,
it's actually a really nice game. Like mm-hmm. there's a lot of strategy in that game, so it's. It's pretty tough, like hard game.
Mm-hmm. And on that, you mentioned soccer. We always see the pregame soccer going on. It seems like every
hockey player. So Etu Luostarinen of the Panthers right there. Kind enough to join us on Territory Talk, the official podcast of the Panthers, presented as always by Baptist Health, the official sports medicine provider of the Florida Panthers. And great to catch up with him. You can find the whole episode. You can find all the archived episodes of Territory Talk at floridapanthers.com/territorytalk or wherever you find your podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Lots of different content there, too. The 5-minute morning skate every game day, so that's something to always look for in the afternoon leading up to Panthers games. Panthers and the Winnipeg Jets tonight. Big game for the Panthers, to say the least. They will be going into this one 2 points back of the Pittsburgh Penguins for that final wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. The Jets, they're trying to hold their position. The Calgary Flames had a tough loss last night to the Anaheim Ducks, so that may have given Winnipeg a chance to breathe a slight sigh of relief, but the Jets coming off a loss, they're 2-6-2 in their last 10 after looking like they were going to be firmly in a playoff position back in the early part of the year, so now Winnipeg trying to fight to hold its spot there. They've got 75 points in 65 games, and they currently occupy the second wild card spot over in the Western Conference. Panthers going into tonight's game, 2 points back of Pittsburgh. The Penguins would have the tiebreaker over the Panthers. They played fewer games, so this week things will likely even out a bit there as far as the games played go. The Panthers, after tonight, they don't play again until Thursday, so we'll be doing some scoreboard watching around the league, seeing how things go for Pittsburgh and the Islanders, among other teams, up to that point. The Ottawa Senators, they're in the mix as well, 2 points back of the Panthers. They played two fewer games than the Panthers, so again, Ottawa's still very much in this thing, but the Panthers in a spot where if they get the wins, they can take care of their own business. They'll look to do that tonight. 6:30 Panthers preview, 7 o'clock. Puck drops at FLA Live Arena, Panthers and the Winnipeg Jets. We'd love to see you there. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. That takes us to the end of the program. Big thanks, Billy Lindsay, for stopping by last segment. Billy and I will have you covered across the radio network tonight. Panthers and the Jets, 7 o'clock faceoff, 6:30 Panthers preview on the radio network. Folks, thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks to Vlad Lusaint on the other side of the glass for great job, great work as always. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.